This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey Wolves fans, welcome to the match preview of our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, who are playing Brentford again. Yeah, Brentford for like the fourth time in something like 6 weeks. We've got all the usual stats, facts, magic moss, score predictions, team news, all coming up next. So yeah, guys, it really feels, doesn't it, like we're sick of playing Brentford, and probably Brentford is sick of playing us. We've played them like so many times in the last few weeks, and we've got them again at Molineux this weekend. And it's a game, you know, that probably Wolves will go in as favourites to win, especially after the performance against Chelsea at the weekend. But I do think that this is going to be a really interesting encounter, because Brentford know Wolves well. Wolves know Brentford well. They've got Ivan Toney back, but they do have a few injuries. And make sure you do check out the in-depth fans insight chat with Dave from Besotted Brentford. I'll put that up also on the end screen, because that's really a good insight onto the from the Brentford's pad. From the Brentford fans' point of view. In terms of some stats and facts for you, Wolves and Brentford have played each other five times in the Premier League. Wolves have won three and Brentford have won one. And the overall head-to-head of 33 games played, Wolves have won 17 and Brentford have won 12. So Wolves do tend to have the bit of an advantage against Brentford. Of course, Wolves have played Brentford three times this year, winning 4-1 away in the league, coming back with 10 men to get a 1-1 draw in the cup, and then winning the replay 3-2. But these are all without Ivan Toney. Ivan Toney's back. Interestingly for Wolves, Wang Hee-chan, because of the South Korean team, got knocked out in the semi-final against Jordan. He will be in contention for the game. I don't expect him to start, but more on the on my team very, very soon. Make sure you stay tuned for that, because that's coming up after Magic Moss. So we're here with Magic Moss, looking ahead to Brentford, and Derek's with him as well. Dad, very happy.
Yep.
After that Chelsea win.
Yes, he's over the moon now. He's over the moon.
And who's this? He's asleep, are you?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, are you? What did I say? Sydney. That's Sydney.
Sydney. He looks asleep.
He's all right. He's just got out of bed, really.
Just got out of bed. I mean, old dad, as I'm recording this, it's after 4 o'clock. You should be out of bed by now. Right, Derek's obviously happy. Looking ahead to the game against Brentford, Dad, what's your thoughts?
Have a guess.
Dad, we'll get you a T-shirt eventually.
What do you mean? Have a guess.
Well, yours, that's why I'm asking
2-0,
you.
2-0, David, 2-0.
For a surprise.
Yeah, for the surprise, yeah.
Yeah, and who's going to score?
Well, we've got to have Pedro Neto, aren't we?
Going to have Neto.
Oh, yeah. Was his name Gordon? Cunha. He's absolutely well. All the team played well, David. Yeah.
So you're going with Cunha. So yeah. That's 2-0.
Two nil.
And do you have a song for all of us? For He's fell asleep there, but then Derek's there. Look, what's your song, Dad?
I'm not good looking. I'm not too smart. When I try to love a girl, they laugh at me and run. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. I know it's true. Yes, I'm a fool. No one seems to care. I give the world to share my life with someone who really loves me. I see them all falling in love, but my lucky star shines up above. Someday maybe the stars will shine on me. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool, and wolves are gonna win 2-0. Boom, boom.
Do, do. Boom, boom. Dad, absolutely fantastic. You know, your album will be out later this year, for certain.
Always wolves, Ivy. Look after yourself and everybody else.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, son. Look after yourself.
So, yeah, thanks as always to my bad Magic Moss. He was definitely in full voice there. If you think he should release an album, give this video a thumbs up or leave a comment if there's any songs that you want him to sing. Because I could keep joking about that. Anyway, on terms of the team news and all of that, the press conference will take place tomorrow, and we will bring you all the news of Gary, main points from Gary O'Neill's press conference. So make sure you do hit that subscribe button, hit the bell notification, and you'll be first to hear all about that when it comes out. So yeah, team. I think the team, this will be my team for Brentford, and what I think will happen. I think Ryan Aitnuri will start again. I think Sarabia will start again. I don't think Wang Hee-chan will be in the starting lineup. I think he will be on the bench, but it'll be a nice option for us to have on the bench. I don't see much of a change in the team as well, unless there are any injuries that we find out from the press conference, of course, on Friday from Gary O'Neill. So yeah, looking ahead to the game in terms of a score prediction, you know, I'd love us to keep a clean sheet, and I'm going to go and say we're going to keep a clean sheet and we're going to win the game 2-0. I'm going to agree with my dad. I'm going to go with a 2-0 win. The goals, I can see Kuna and both Neto chipping in, but it wouldn't surprise me if we get something from a set piece, and that's definitely something we need to improve on in the last two games. Gary O'Neill won't be very impressed with the fact that we let in a goal in from a corner against United and, of course, Chelsea. So let's hope we get back to being tight off set pieces, and maybe get one ourselves would be nice as well, wouldn't it? Anyway, leave your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the video, please smash a like. Do check out the fan insight from Brentford fan Dave Lane from Besotted Brentford podcast. That's a really good insight from him there. And yeah, make sure you hit that subscribe button for all the content that we've got coming up around this game over the next few days. And if you've not already, the bell notifications. Until the next one, I'm Dazzling Dave. Always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.